Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the Urban Village, where the old school house party is alive and well. Well, well, well. Another breaking news continuum story on the Los Angeles City Council and what's going on since the last time we spoke on the 11th. A lot of information in a little bit of time. I want to start by saying Nori Martinez has resigned completely from the Los Angeles City Council, but that leaves Mr. De Leon and Gil Cedilla still sitting and writing. Let's take a listen. Here are the updates as they have continued to roll out. Effective, like, just 2 days after we spoke, meaning you joined me on the podcast, Nori Martinez stepped down, not only from being president of the city council, but she resigned. She stepped away as she needed to. She said in her resignation that, you know, it was all her mistake, her fault. She didn't know basically, you know, how she had gotten in the place she did, but she's there. I don't think she woke up one morning and said, hey, this is a great way to be, and I'm going to do it. I think there'll be a lot of time for her to figure out how easy it is to believe your own hype, how easy it is to go against what you know to be just and righteous and fair and humane, to follow the white light of power. Hold on. Got more for you. So Gil Cedillo, he's out in 2 months and he's termed out, but he wouldn't step down. President Biden said for the good of the whole city, they need to step down. They need to resign immediately. Mr. De Leon said, no, I'm going to take some sensitivity classes. I've got to stay on. I mean, he's really, really warped and really, really sick. But I think this is what, I'm going back to what I just said, my first statement. This is who these people are. Now, he's not caring about his own constituents. He is setting the Latino influence back in the city of Los Angeles a minimum of 10 to 20 years, a minimum. I'm going to go 20. When the President of the United States says you should resign and you say no, that's just straight, I'm running it my way. This is not the laws that govern this state, this country. So where did he get this from? How arrogant is he? So my next point is, I was listening to the one and only Tavis Smiley, who has 1580 K Talk Radio, an amazing station. If you get a chance, please listen. 1580 AM. He's brilliant. It's just what we need. But he was speaking with Monica Rodriguez, who said, you know, she was rather arrogant. It was like, you know, not humility. She didn't say they needed to step down, which I found. She went all around Dick's barn, but if you listen to her interview with her discussion with Tavis Smiley, it wasn't very long. She never said they needed to step down. What she did, in fact, say is they've committed no crimes. They didn't break any crimes. They didn't break any laws. That's what she said. And I found that interesting, and I wanted to, you know, go ahead and put this out there. As Joe Madison always says, where the goats can get it, and say she's a liar and she's a fraud because there were crimes committed based on just the fact that I'm going to read you something. Now, maybe she got that from city council, meaning the attorneys, and that's the line she's going to go on. So it's not that bad. But on that note, Monica Rodriguez, you know, may be looking at some actions. One of them may be a recall. I think she better start looking at who her advisors are. But give me a minute and I'm going to read something to you. Yeah, give me a minute and I'm going to share some things with you. So there was racketeering At the minimum, there's racketeering. And the DOJ, the state DOJ, is investigating just under that clause. He's investigating, or the office is investigating, racketeering. So wherever she got that information from, well, she thought it was critical to take one of our renowned Black journalists and come up with some ridiculousness. I wanted just to give you really kind of the basic backstory on what racketeering is. Racketeering, or organized crime, is a type of criminal activity that includes extortion, fraud, trafficking in contraband goods or illegal drugs, and labor racketeering, such as union and corruption and bribery. Did you get that? Did we all hear that? So I want to point something out to you. Let's go straight to labor racketeering. With labor racketeering, criminals infiltrate, corrupt, or attempt to control workers' unions, employee benefit plans, or workforces for personal or financial gain. Crimes committed include employee extortion by threatening work stoppages, picking, or sabotage. Ding, 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 ding. Sabotage. They could also include requesting bribes from the employer in exchange for ignoring the union's collective bargaining agreement. Labor racketeering might include defrauding benefit plans as well. I want to point something out to you, like full stop. I want to point something out to you and to Ms. Rodriguez and the rest of the people who want to go with that cockamamie, there was no crime committed. There was a crime committed. You have Gil Cedillo, Kevin De Leon, Nuri Martinez, and the head of the union saying, the head of the union, the president saying, my only job is to make sure you three to get you elected. In addition, how we're going to figure out how there are all the seats on the city council are held by Latinos. The head of the union, there is racketeering. In addition, they mention Mark Ridley Thomas and what would happen if it bounces back on them and how they have to cross that bridge when they get there. Mark Ridley Thomas feels like he was set up. Feels like he was set up. For sure, we know they openly discuss gerrymandering of District 8, a predominantly Black district. In addition, they talked about as though there was some microcosm of statistical data that only they had, and laughing with an arrogant glee that, well, you know that Los Angeles, the city, is only 9% Black and it's 52% Latino. I want to call BS not only on the gerrymandering, not only on the extortion or the racketeering, but also that racketeering probably occurred in the city census. In the city census, because when I looked at the data and the statistical data about the Black population in Los Angeles, I come away with a number no less than between 16 to 20%. And you have to understand, within the Latino count in the city of Los Angeles, or in general, and throughout all of the United States, about 8 to 9% of all Latinos still are what we call Afro-Latin. They are not given the benefit of being deemed Black. So there's a lot of figures in that. So therefore, there's a lot that needs to be investigated in this whole thing. There's a lot of racketeering. There's a lot of direct civil rights violations that were taking place, that were discussed and have taken place. And another really interesting and sad, and I hope not tragic, result of all of this is Karen Bass. Yes, candidate for mayor of the city of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, who had all of these mofos. All of these mofos. She even rolled, they even rolled with her on her float as working in her campaign. All of them. So you talk about that being something that can take you down, because Black people, Black voters are loyal. They hold their nose and their breath and they just go do what they do in terms of uplifting the Black community or what they deem something for them. If we get a little bit, it's good, but we're going to put her in. I don't know if she's going to get a solid Black voting bloc. I don't. Because all of these people appeared in her campaign. They're all dirty, which makes me think a couple things. Is she complicit? That's one. Two, did they use her as was she a sacrificial lamb? Were there promises made only to get her in and throw her under the bus multiple times and drive over and over just to get her out the way? What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on? But it was troubling enough that throughout the Black community, various political ideologies, etc., people are saying, what the hell was Karen Bass doing? When did she know it, if she knew it all, and what do these people know? I find it kind of ironic that when her house is broken into, the suspects that they arrested were Latino. Now we can kind of say, you know, so it's very, very troubling what has and it continues to go on. Lastly, the President of the United States told you, Gil Cedillo and Kevin De Leon, you need to resign immediately. The President of the United States, and you turn around and do some crazy ass stuff like I'm going to go get therapy. Who gives you your marching orders? It's really interesting. Really, really interesting. And at the root of it is this little town in the northeast San Fernando Valley called Pacoima, San Fernando, this whole region where all of these people, well, I shouldn't say all of them, but for sure, Nuri Martinez, there are other countless, and I won't throw other people who've done nothing under the bus, I think. I haven't really investigated yet. But they all, Alex Padilla, senator, was appointed. They all are stand on the back shoulders of Blacks who gave them their initiation into the world of city politics for Los Angeles. Even Antonio, remember him, our mayor? He used to work for Tom Bradley. And we know what he thought about Blacks and what he did and how the city has not been the same since. You know, as I said in my previous episode on the 11th, Blacks, African Americans, one thing about us is we are opened arm to everyone because we know what it is to be perversely discriminated against, persecuted, and we don't want that feeling on anyone. But that's not what this shows, what this whole ongoing unraveling of the city of Los Angeles, the government shows, is not everyone has that compassion about themselves. Even though even the people that you think should. It reminds me of that old kind of fable about the old woman and the snake. She's out and she lives in the middle of the forest by herself, and it's winter and it's cold. And she's going out to her wood pile to get some wood to keep her house warm. And she sees the snake in between the pile. And she says, oh my goodness, let me take you in. And she takes the snake in and she saves the snake. And the snake and her become friends. And, you know, she's sitting and she's holding the snake. And one day, the snake bites her. And she says, oh my God, I'm going to die. Why'd you bite me? What? Look at all I've done. And the snake says, I am still a snake. And that's where we are with so many of these people. So many of them. You know, I'll say it again. They are not the Brown Berets. They are not the Chicano movement of the 1960s and 70s. These are not the people who collectively together, you know, stayed in and turned around and got Chicano studies and Pan-African studies because they took over the admission building at Cal State Northridge in the late 60s. No, they're not. They were never those people. And the people who they come from, the seeds of whom they are, that was never in their constitution of who they were. And that's what we get wrong, is that we forget a snake is still a snake. And as this whole thing unravels and comes down, you know, I'm praying that our city won't. I'm praying that, you know, collectively, you know, Black people will say, you know what? We're going to always open our arms for those who can't, but we're going to put ourselves first, because in order for us to help anyone, we got to help ourselves. Because this scandal is utterly ridiculous. You have Black Lives Matter out in the rain and the cold this evening, protesting in front of Kevin DeLeon's house. Tavis Smiley is doing an interview with him on Monday. And I'm saying we still try to understand and make sense of their bullcrap, when in fact we must protect ourselves. We must unite as community. We can't have the destruction. And we have to full circle, you know, protect what we have achieved, our ancestors have achieved. Pacoima is only one of three towns west of the Mississippi without racial covenants on the deed. It is a huge, huge undertaking. You can check it out for yourself. And I look at the likes of a Monica Rodriguez, who, if you look at her website, her team, Monica Rodriguez, where are the Black people, Monica? Where are they? You try to eliminate. You're trying to do literally it's a thing. We call it erasure politics, erase the Black presence in Pacoima. Not to mention, Nuri Martinez got caught on tape. But there are people out there, and it'll be interesting to see if they'll come forward, that can give accounts of things she said just as horrendous, just as graphic. All these people gotta go. And we have to start again fresh with people who, if nothing else, understand what partnership. Understand that there has to be justice and equality to some degree. Everybody's going to always help their own, but you can't destroy Black people. You just can't destroy us and think it's good. I'm running out of time, but again, as I always, always say, the story is never told until the lion is the storyteller and the hunter is not. This has been a Brown Bear, Reggie Valens, Patrick Bolton, Don Carter, Karen Bennett, and my bevy, Bev Riley production. Feeling a little bit down? Got too much going on? Craziness? Find the village again. Read the story where community is still alive. Claretta Street by Colette Bears. In bookstores, Amazon, everywhere. Loretta